Blog Talk Radio.
We wanna thank the family on the islands in the sea. We just wanna say thank you to all our children from the sea islands. Well, how Hunter children to do this your day? We're so glad that Hunter children come we way. One more again, this year the Queen quit head upon the body, the Gullah Geechee Nation. So glad he hunted till and tune in one more again to Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station. We so glad that this year Monday again, chillin', we ain't know what to do. It's shouting time wrong. Yeah, you know this year the Black Music Month. So you know we have plenty thing going on every year this your time, pon this your show, and thing like that. And you know this year the Queen quit head pon the body to go to get your nation. So every week we the day to give upliftment to the living legacy and the pay ancestral homage. This year, dear, also one time when we got on storm kind of this year week called Colin, we were done deal with this year one last week called Bonnie and thing like that. And we know this year the time of year and thing where people need to watch out for the hurricane, the tropical storm and flooding and all kind of thing like that. And rather was this year the Riptide Week, Awareness Week, and rather was this the U.S. Fishing Week and thing like that with the Fish and Wildlife Service. So what we want to do is just take a leap moment of silence for all the family members and things who have been done, lost somebody in one of these storms, or one of them will cross over, even when they've been out there on the journey to get things for a family for Nampon and then a fish. Let me take just a moment of silence for all of them. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. We're so glad that all the Hunter children are tuning in this year evening and things like that. You know this your show brought to Hunter children by the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition every week and things like that. And Hunter can go on yonah to www.gullahgeechee.net, GullahGeechee, when it a we ain't a no I in Geechee, when it a we ain't a no I in Geechee. So gwine to GullahGeechee.net, and Hunter can always yet him over what we to do and who we to be. And if Hunter want email we, gwine and send the email to GullahGeechee@AOL.com. And we gonna crack we teeth with Hunter chillin' that we and thing like that. We're so glad that Hunter chillin' the day ya this evening for such a blessed time as this year, every year, and thing like that. One of my favorite time of year. Just because I get to go on and have reason for turn up the music loud and thing and blast them all upon the Facebook or through off the car window and thing like that. I know y'all who know me say you do that any week. I know that way y'all say. But I ain't study y'all tall at all. Because, you know, music and things is something that we ancestors bring you to this your land, to this your Gullah Geechee Nation, from Jacksonville, North Skagalecki to Jacksonville, Florida and things like that. So it's so glad for how this your time when we gather together and things like that for celebrate the children will bring the drum. We'll have the song and thing in the soul. Who will make up spirituals and things like that. And so I will make sure that all 100 children understand what is your month about and things like that around the world. Because me and Noah say for other rest of people to study this year. But, right, yeah? For this year land in the Gullah Geechee Nation or throughout the United States, people should yeti more about this year and study more about them. So let me crack my teeth the other rest of the week so all 100 children what the yeti we can understand. So as many of you know, each and every year at this time for June, we have a lot of events, we have a lot of activities, and you know in the Gullah Geechee Nation, it don't take no special month or day for us to have music, all right? And so as you know, the spirituals are the official music of the Gullah Geechee Nation, and we've talked about that during June in previous years. And if you go to GullahGeecheeNation.com, you'll find several blogs, and we're going to continue to add to those this year, about black music and about Black Music Month. June is officially Black Music Month. Now, before we get into a little background on the history of Black Music Month and we get our special guest back on the airwaves, because many of you have heard her here before, I want to first let y'all know a few places where this month you can come and hear some live, in-person, traditional Gullah Geechee music wind down. And you know, June is also when we celebrate Juneteenth, and we'll be talking about that on another episode. But here it is that this coming Saturday, in fact, this week in Beaufort County, South Kakalaki, we have the Humanities Festival. And so if there's any people who should be interested in music, of course the Humanities folks are interested in music. So you have the Humanities Festival of Beaufort kicking off on Thursday evening, and it's free. You can actually register for free. So if you go to the Gullah Geechee Nation Facebook fan page, you can click under the events that we have listed there. You can also go to GullahGeecheeNation.com and click on Gullah Geechee Events, and you'll see that on Friday, I will be at the St. Helena Branch Library from noon until 2, giving tours that are directly going to teach about the history of Gullah Geechee culture and especially how that is interspersed throughout our library, our St. Helena Landmark Library, and I will be encompassing the spirituals in the journey that I take the visitors on through the library. So, you know, I never like to do the same thing over and over again, so we want to do something a little unique. So even if you have been there before and you've even gone through the library with me, you'll probably hear some things you never heard before because I don't usually run all up through the library singing and carrying on, but I will be doing that on Friday as the Spirit so leads. I will be singing some spirituals because this is Black Music Month, and I wanted people to also realize that that should be encompassed in this celebration that's going on. Then on Saturday, we will go at 1 o'clock. We will be kicking off the Juneteenth celebration at the Jepson. So make sure that is the day that the Jepson Center, which is part of the Telfair Museum in Savannah, Georgia, is free. It is family day. So you can come on out early in the day. You can bring the children. You can bring your family, tour the museum. And then from 1 to 4, we have the programs that focus on the history of Juneteenth. I'll be there. The African Spirit Day Clean will be there. Someone that many of you may have seen me many, many moons ago working along with David Pleasant. He's going to be in the house. So the drums are definitely going to roll. You're going to hear the polyrhythms for sure. Ain't no way you won't if David's there and I'm there. And so definitely, you know, that's going to go down. So this is a great opportunity to come out, celebrate who we to be down here, and things like that, and yeti we story through the songs. And so then we have also in Charleston on June 18th, you have the Southern Soul Blues Fest that's going to be coming up with our boy Dougie Fresh and Tucker and all of them up there in North Charleston. And that's also the same day that the brother who starred the films Hidden Colors, that whole series, which is very powerful and something that you really need to dialogue about. That's going to be shown by the Black Collective next Saturday. So you got competing events because both of those things start up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from what I've received here at this station. So you're going to have to pick. You're either going to go to one and then miss part of the other one, or you're going to skip one and go to one or the other. But before those parties go down, I'm also going to be going back to Walterboro this year. Yeah, for your grown folk, I'm going to be there for We Walterboro season. Yes, yes, back in the house, back at the library with the churn at the Carlton Memorial Library. This time it's going to be 6 p.m. in the evening on June 16th. But all of that is still in celebration of Juneteenth. And, of course, there's huge Juneteenth celebrations that are going to go on June 18th in Charleston and Savannah. There's a number of things. And none of these events will lack music. How could they? You see, we wouldn't be who we are if we didn't have music there. So definitely if you miss those or you say, well, I was coming in a little closer to the end of the month, well, do not miss the St. Helena Community Market on June 25th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can meet myself out there. You can meet Gwen Yvette. There's several different people who have CDs. You can meet us, get them autographed. You can come on party with us a little bit in the Martin Luther King Park right on the island. You cannot miss where we're located. It's right at Sea Island Parkway or Highway 21 and Martin Luther King Drive, the second traffic light on the island. All right? We ain't got but two. All right? So definitely come on out. Bring the family. Bring some shiny thing for spend with everybody. People will have jewelry. They have books, CDs. There's going to be quilts. There's a whole lot of things with a whole lot of fun. So come on out to that. And so the whole month, every weekend, is filled with something to celebrate music. And there's a number of Prince Purple parties going on, including tomorrow in Savannah. There will be one. So our eyes are yet on the storm and how it will pass on through. Our prayers are with it, pushing it off the shore so that we can continue to keep these dancing shoes on that we've had on since 1979. When Kenny Gamble, Ed Wright, and Diana Williams developed this idea to put aside a month dedicated to celebrating the impact of Black music, they then lobbied President Jimmy Carter at that time in the U.S. to host a reception, which took place on June 7th, so tomorrow will be the anniversary of that, to formally recognize the culture and the financial contributions of Black music. That's the critical element, the financial contributions of Black music. I know y'all like to download everything for free. I know you do. But I am asking you, please, make sure to make purchases of folks' CDs. Make sure to make purchases of the MP3s. Make sure to make purchases of the EPs. And make sure to go to iTunes and CD Baby and all these different sites out here, Amazon Music, and download the music of our Gullah Geechee artists. These are usually indie artists. And a lot of people you'll hear me feature this month on this broadcast are indie artists. Not that some of them haven't been approached with records. Record deals. Not that some don't still want record deals, but at this current moment in time, they've opted to be indie artists, or God so has it they are indie artists. So they need the financial support from all of us. And when they're doing concerts, don't just hit folks up and say, did you go to school with that one there, or that of your cousin or something? Why you don't just get us a hookup and get in for nothing? Again, the more that they can draw the audiences and the audiences fill the box office coffers, the more that they will be out here and be able to do things. And the more income that our people generate, those are the more things that they can contribute into the community, put it back home. But if home don't support them, don't be shocked when home for them is somewhere else. Don't be all upset, okay? Because it has happened and it can happen. But we got to learn to support each other, support our own. And that is what Kenny Gamble, Ed Wright, and Diana Williams had in mind when they developed this whole concept that is now Black Music Month that we've been celebrating since 1979. Now, in the year 2000, U.S. Representative Shaka Fata sponsored the House Resolution 509, which then formally recognized the importance of Black music on culture and the economy. And that was when President Bill Clinton was actually in office as a U.S. president, okay? And so then in 2009, the current U.S. President, Barack Obama, defined June as African American Music Appreciation Month as well. Now, my thing is I prefer celebrating it as black music because when I do that, I know that it's more global. And it draws together many people of the African diaspora, and it doesn't limit you to African Americans. But African American music has also gone back around the world, just like one of our sisters from right here in Beaufort County, South Kakalaki, has gone around the world. And last weekend, she dropped this new single on New Summer Jam, A Love I Can Sing About. Trying to tell y'all right now. See, I know some of y'all is just like me. Y'all moving right now, right? Y'all moving right now. Well, I need you to go and move your keys on your computer, on your cell phone, or whatever, and go on over there. Just go and hit iTunes or whatever, because this song, Love I Can Sing About, by the one and only Latrice Bush from Bluffton, South Kakalaki, right in the Gullah Geechee Nation. You know the Sweet Summer Jam. Y'all know y'all need to go on. Just go and download that. I'm telling y'all, this is the jam right here. It's on and popping. I already had my DJ for our Party with a Purpose for the Gullah Geechee Nation International Music and Movement Festival hit me up today and say, yes, I heard the song. I love it. So come on, y'all. Y'all got to get with it. Go on and just, you know, blow up iTunes right now. I'm sure the one and the only Sister Latrice Bush, who has returned to the air tonight for Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio, ain't quite mine. I know that gal ain't mine if you're calling and thing blew up this evening and thing like that. Because y'all are whining and jungled and song and thing like that.
Yeah.
Stop trying to get stuff for free. Y'all can't throw in a dollar. In fact,
that's
ain't a dollar to 99 cents. Now, y'all get a penny back and all. So I wanted to do, Sister Latrice. What's going on, gal? You got a song that I love to sing already.
Oh, my God. You know, Queen, I am so excited to be back on your show. I tell everybody, if nothing else, I know I have support. I can go anywhere else in the world, but I know at home, Queen Quet, you continue to support me, and I just want to thank you openly for everything that you do. for everything that you do. If I post something, you posting, reposting. If I push a song, you pushing a song. If I got a show, it's like you got a show. And I just really appreciate that, because and a lot of things that you said earlier about independent artists and how hard it can be, it's very, very hard. And I'm self-funded. A lot, what you hear is what I paid for. And so, yeah, when I ask for that less than a dollar donation, believe me, it's not to put it in my own pocket. It's just to kind of make, you know, give me my money, you know, help me put some money back so I can do more good music, because there's no machine like a record company helping me. But I thank God for His grace and His favor.
Yeah,
it's been a wonderful career, and it's been a great, great, great time for me. And I it's because of people like you that has helped me to sustain, and I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Trust me, when I saw you post on Facebook that you had a single coming out June 3rd, I was like, oh, my girl trying to act. Oh, she like that now. Oh, she got like that. She just going to roll on us. She going to release music for Black Music Month. Oh, okay, so that's how she doing now. All right, I'm with you. I'm with that. I feel you, Miss Bush, you know. And I said, she about to burn for real, burn Bush. I got you. And I said, and then when I saw that you were down at the Steel City, was it Steel City Music Fest over the weekend? Yes, and you put up the live video. That was perfect. So we definitely reposted that as well. How did that feel to be there as the indie artist who was opening up the stage for some of the most well-known recording artists out here doing jazz? Because that was a whole jazz festival. How did that feel?
It felt amazing. It felt like, you know, someone else asked me that too, and I was like, man, this is everyone's dream. You know, this is everyone's dream to be on a huge stage and to use their gifts. You know, those are big names, and I am humbled and grateful to be with them. But I also have a name, and that's I'm confident that my name can stand alongside. I've always been confident that my name can stand alongside these other names, that my talent can stand alongside these other talents, and to have been given an opportunity to actually showcase that on Saturday at the Steel City Jazz Festival just confirmed to me that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, and I thank God for the opportunity. But I have to shout out Kyle Turner. He's the one who he's the saxophonist that allowed me to play with him.
Oh,
Kyle is from Houston, Texas. Yes, he's a great saxophonist. It was him, myself, Althea Renee, who's a flautist, and Michael Ward, who's a violinist. And you will praise, I mean, I'm just so excited. Praise be to God that he and I will be doing things together in the future, but the four of us will continue to do things like that together as well. For him to embrace me and to share his stage with me, I'm just very grateful. I really am.
Yes, well, you all did a great job, because I sure was wondering who was the saxophonist when I saw the video, because I've had different, you know, horn players in the Gullah Connection over the years, and so as soon as I heard the horn, I was like, who's that? And I was so happy when he came out front and y'all did basically the duet at the end of the song together.
Yeah.
I thought that was outstanding. You all really, really did the right type of thing to make this a song that we can all sing about and sing together about love.
Yeah,
yeah, wonderful. Because you know me now, Great Day still my number one song. Now this one here, might come in number two right now, but you know, Great Day still my number one song. So see y'all out there, if y'all ain't went to iTunes for Great Day yet, or y'all just went there to get Love That I Can Sing About, y'all saying, well, wait a minute, this is the same Latrice Bush she talking about? Yes, this is the same Latrice Bush that I'm talking about, that you see that whole list of songs, the Christmas song, and all them songs pop up on iTunes. I got all them jams. I said, so see, y'all don't know. See, I was one of the first people got my autograph EP, and then when I saw that Christmas song last year, y'all know I was bumping that on Facebook and at the Christmas parties on St. Helena Island and all that. See, everybody want me to go back to DJing, but y'all can just stop, because y'all ain't gonna want to pay me the real money. So they all, when they hear me, oh, Queen, I like that mix. Ooh, I like the, ooh, them jams. I say, you know who that is, right? They said, who? I said, that's your homegirl right there. What? Which one? Because, see, they recognize my voice when they hear my songs come on. Oh, Queen, I didn't know you sung like that. I said, where y'all been if y'all ain't know I sing? They said, well, we ain't know you sing like this. they dancing. Then your song comes on. They, what? Who? That? I said, that's Latrice Bush. No! Yeah! That's her. I said, so go on by that. Go on by that. So I've had people out there pulling their phones out and hitting their iTunes. So tonight, my listeners, even if you listen live or if you are listening because you have downloaded this yourself from iTunes because you follow the broadcast every week, please make sure that you go over and find Latrice Bush. And if you're a social media person, you can find her, Latrice Bush, on Facebook and at Latrice Bush, also on Instagram and on Twitter. You can do just like I do. Keep up with what she's doing. If she's having a show, we having a show. So therefore, we need to promote it, okay? So, yeah, it has been outstanding. I can't even calculate the years. I sat here trying to think, my Lord, how long have I known Latrice? I couldn't even think how long it has been. Yeah, it's been a long time because you were basically, I guess, getting out of school when I met you.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And I had a 20-year anniversary not too long ago.
See? So it's been some time now. See that? We ain't going to talk about how old we are. Just leave that alone.
No, we
don't. Just leave that alone. All right. But yeah, it has been a wonderful journey, though. You know, it's great to know someone when they're starting out and then see them just continue to escalate. So that's why I was screaming my head off when I saw the posting. I was upset, though. I was like, see now, see. She could have just hit me privately and been like, yo, queen, this is still Jasmine. I ain't all that big on Jasmine's guy. I'd have been there to hear you, though. I'd have been there in front row. I like, I'd have been in VIP. I'm like, what? I could have made it down there for this show. You know,
well,
you and I
it's
used
so
to
funny
fly
you say
and
that.
Pass each other.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because, you know, you talk about me being a world traveler. I mean, when I look up you somewhere, I'm like, what is she doing there?
I know, right?
You are always gone. But I love that about you and also you keeping our culture alive. And you'll be proud to know. I mean, I'm definitely not the ambassador that you are, but wherever I go, when people ask me where I'm from, I tell them I'm from Bluffton, and I tell them, you know, the culture that I'm a part of. And I'm very, 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 very proud to relay that. And people actually have heard of Gullah, obviously, and I know it's because of the work that you've done. I know it's because of the work of the Gullah Geechee Nation. And so I appreciate it. And what we are doing is, you know, taking away that stigma. And about what Gullah Geechee is, we are beautiful people. We have beautiful voices. Yeah. Our culture is relevant, and our culture has done a lot for all other things American, not just Black American.
You better believe it. You better believe it. And even now, when people look at quote unquote African American music, Black music, soul music, R&B, they always still have to look back to the roots of it and look to these sea islands where we're from and say, wow, the spirituals really started this whole set of new music to the world that evolved out of hardship, but then came to be such a beautiful thing because it's so empowering. And that's what I love about your music, because each time you release something else, it's about love. Each time I hear a song, I'm like, okay, so should I just call her like the Gullah Geechee Love Music Queen, because that's all she seems to release, you know, which is a good thing. I mean, it's
good.
Great. Yeah, it's great
it
to have
good.
An artist, you know, because most times female artists that sing either jazz or R&B, like you do the whole range, gospel, jazz, R&B, they will do the, he left me, you know, they in the blues, they're down in the dumps type of songs, and then they'll give you a song like they fell back in love again, and you know, this and that, and then again, then the man done left me again, oh Lord, and then they're back to it. So it's refreshing, you know, to know that I can pick up your EPs, I can pick up one of your singles, and it's always about being empowered, about being in love, about celebrating yourself.
Yeah.
Even whether it's being in a couple, like that's why I love Great Day, because it's all about celebrating yourself and how great your day can be. So I know you have to be constantly celebrating this great escalation in your career. What is going on next? We know this new song just dropped. It's still hot. You just let it out on Friday.
Yeah.
So what's going to go on with this? So are we getting a Love I Can Sing About tour? What we got going? What's going on?
Oh, speaking into existence. I mean, I'm totally all for it. One of the things that I am doing that for the, over the next year, I'm going to be committed to releasing singles. So the plan for me is instead of putting out 12 songs that most people may or may not get, I don't, like I told you before, I'm spending my own money, I'm using my own resources, and I would be so discouraged if somebody would tell me that they didn't hear all my music. So I'm singling out all of the music that I have, and I'm going to put them out, you know, periodically throughout the next year. And so they may not all have an elaborate, you know, video like Because of You, but they will have some semblance of an opportunity to live on its own, have you know, like a live performance like I did at Steel City, have some videos, lyric videos, have a conversation about it. And then I also plan to pull out, and, you know, one thing I miss about a physical copy of a CD is the liner notes. Like the notes about the people that produced it and wrote and sang. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm going to start doing is actually you'll start seeing posts from me about the people who produced it, the people who wrote it. And
that's
actually
cool.
One of the writers on this is my, you know, my partner, my production partner, Alvin Garrett, but also Mr. Reuben Studdard. Reuben Studdard
actually
is a co-writer.
Oh, really? Because I was going to get to that next to find out who wrote this song. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
I saw him one morning at Atlanta Airport. You talk about going everywhere. We both were in Atlanta Airport at like 7 o'clock in the morning one day. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
And so did the three of you co-write this song?
No, I had nothing to do with the writing. Actually, Reuben and Alvin were writing this originally some time ago for Reuben's record, and it just never finished. So when I started working with Alvin, they basically just had that hook, that Love I Can Sing About hook.
Yeah.
And then the verses weren't done. So when I heard this track, he said, I think you'll like this track. I said, and I heard it, I'm like, I love this track.
I love this song.
I love what you're doing. And he wrote it. And he wrote it for me. You know, he got the permission from Reuben to complete the song with me, and the rest is history. So that's what I'm gonna do, Queen. I'm gonna be, like you said, I'm performing. I'm trying to be more of a business mindset and really sell and really focus on, you know, getting my name out there, building my fan base. But this is the thing, Queen. I'm not gonna be, you know, somebody told me this quote. I'm going to go where I'm wanted and not where I want. No, sorry. I'm going to go where I'm wanted and not where I have to fight to be. And
exactly.
So I'm not going to fight to get people to love me and to come on my team. I'm going to focus on the people like you and all the other people that have liked my page or have loved my music and give them what they want and then have them share it out, have them help me build, but continue to focus on the people who've been there steady and supporting me and just not worry about that. Just do what I can do and let God do the rest. That's it.
And that's always the best way to go about it. Trust me. I know that from experience. So a gentleman said to me one day, I said to him, I said, well, y'all keep on posting all this different stuff and putting me on these posters in this other city. Everybody gonna think I left my island and I live here now. And he turned his head to the left shoulder, looked back, turned his head to the right shoulder, looked back, said to me, he said, Queen, you know what you're telling people? You go where you're accepted. And he walked away.
Mm.
And from that day to this, I often think about that. Exactly when you mentioned the energies of people trying to battle you, when you're coming to try to enhance what's going on there and you find a battle, a lot of times it's like they say, be still, God will fight your battle. You know that song, be still, God will fight your battle. And you just go on and you leave that there and shake the dust from your feet and go to the next place and you find love in that other place. And so I know the love song Queen, the Gullah Geechee love song Queen can appreciate that. And so definitely. Definitely, you got to keep doing that. But now, I noticed you mentioned another jam that the last time you were on the air, we got to discuss the song, the single. But then Miss Missy, y'all, decided to come home and shoot the video here on her own home coast. And she just got through mentioning that. She just kind of slipped that in that little conversation right there. Here's a little song that she did with this brother that y'all might know from, you know, The River, or the song that I love so much, you know, Beautiful. That brother Noel Gordine, you know, she just happened to do, you know, a single with him the last time she was here. That was only a few months ago. You know, last time she was here, it was just a new release itself. You know, the next thing we know, folks just blowing up. They all over YouTube and all over Facebook with this video that I'm waiting to see come on some of these, you know, MTV or BET.
Yeah, that would be great.
It's an outstanding video. And, I mean, y'all did that in a day. You did that in basically 24 hours. I mean, and that it was so well done. I was so happy to see it. It is beautiful. Tell the folks about that song and about the video of that song, because as you said, as an indie, you can't be out here just putting out videos for every single song because of the cost factor. Now, she could, if y'all go on and support, if y'all go on and make that 99-cent donation right quick, then she probably could go on and hit us up with a video for this love that I can think about, because it'd be kind of nice to see the continuation of this story from that video with Noel. But, you know,
that's
hint,
true.
Hint. But,
that is true. That's a good point.
You know. But go ahead. You know, I'm a director. I can't help myself. But go ahead on, ma'am. Tell us a little bit about that song and that video.
Sure. That, you know, because of you, it absolutely is just such a gem. It's such a cute little treat. And it happened because, like you said, Noel is a fantastic singer and great guy. And Alvin Garrett, who I've been working with for the last 3 or 4 years, he actually produced and vocally arranged one of Noel's records as well. And so I just kind of reached out to him, didn't even think that Noel would, you know, respond. But, you know, indie artists, we tend to kind of help each other out. And so he responded, and he said, sure, I'd love to work with you. You have a great voice. Because he had heard, I think, maybe Great Day. I think he had heard Great Day or The Best, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so the rest is history. And at first I thought I was going to just redo one of my own songs, you know, just like maybe make it a duet. I think being lazy, like I don't want to go through the process. I mean, it's just time consuming, money. And he's like, I think we should do another song. We should do something new. And I reached out to a producer friend of mine here in Atlanta after hearing him play live with another artist. And he had some great tracks. And when I heard this particular one, and a friend of mine was over to the house, I said, you know, check this one out. And she did. She said, that's a nice track. And I sent it to Noel, and he loved it. And let me tell you, he's a prolific writer. Alvin is a fantastic writer as well. You know, Noel is a prolific writer. He's always writing great ideas. And he sent me a sample of an idea of a hook and a verse, and he had tagged it with, "And it's all because of you." And the rest is history. Literally is history. And we built the song around that tagline. And he wrote his parts. I asked Alvin, because Alvin writes for Joe, Ruben Studdard, Dietrich Haddon, that he is amazing.
Oh,
I just
Dietrich
told him,
is my my all time favorite gospel artist.
Well, Alvin has worked with all these major people. And I said, Alvin, you take the hook, you know, just, you know, you work on the chorus. Me and Noel will work on these verses. And we did. They gave me their parts. I kind of fit my parts in, made some changes and stuff. And we recorded together at Alvin's studio in Birmingham. So Birmingham means a lot to me. Birmingham, I was there this weekend, but Birmingham means a lot to me. I spent a lot of time in Birmingham recording my vocals. So we did that there. And, of course, you know, you never know how things happen. I didn't know I didn't know you were a fan of Noel's music. I really didn't.
You were working with him either. That was hilarious.
Exactly. You got wind of the song and was like, wait a minute. My two favorite artists are on the same record? You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell this thing right. Let me tell this thing for the audience.
Okay.
No, that's how this went, y'all. I was chairing a festival, and I kept pushing the fact that we needed to have Latrice Bush there because she's a homegirl. I was pushing the fact that we should also connect it to the theme, and if there was an artist that I think embodied the theme we were working on, Noel Gordine did with the song The River. So people are like, oh, I heard that song. Oh, okay. I said, yeah. I said, now, I don't know that brother. I know the sister. I said, now, I'd have to reach out to him because maybe we can't even afford the man. I don't know. I said, but you have not because you asked not, so I'm going to find out. Well, I follow both of these folks on Twitter. I go to Noel's Twitter page getting ready to see if there's a contact information beyond the Twitter on there so that we can discuss real business. And I said, yeah, as soon as I tweet, then I need to tweet Latrice, tell her to call me so I can. And I get to Noel's and I see this thing he's tweeting, talking about, oh, loving working with at Latrice Bush. I said, what at Latrice Bush? I know this can't be my Latrice. Are you serious? Yeah, and it was just like that.
Really?
So
I didn't know
that's
that.
Exactly how it went. That was divinely ordered. That is how I found
wow.
out you two were working together, and that is how I found out y'all were working on the track. That's how I got wind of it. It was because he
oh.
tweeted he enjoyed working with you. Then when I contacted both of you, you both said, oh, this will be great because we have this song coming out together. And I was like, so it is my Latrice. Because I was still
wow.
like in disbelief. And when I told that whole committee that that's what happened, all they could do was laugh and applaud.
Yeah. Exactly.
They were like, only Queen Quet. They were like, only Queen Quet, that kind of stuff be happening. I said, yeah, this is divine order. And then when you both said, yes, you would do it, oh, that was it for us. Yeah. So that's
oh,
how that happened.
Queen, mm-hmm. That was good, too. I mean, the show, y'all put on a great show. It was so well done, and it was perfectly ordered. And then, like you said, we were able to do the song together. And so
yeah.
my big idea is like, wait a minute. So since you're going to be down there, I'm like, I was nervous about it. I wasn't sure, just like you, because I'm just still kind of getting to know him as well.
Right.
Like, I wonder if he would stay. I wonder if he could work that out. And you helped us. You helped us. I know you switched some things so that he was able to stay.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate that. I really appreciate that because so we really owe you a lot of thanks for, you know, just, you know, we putting us together. We sang it together. That, like you said, that next day, literally, it took us.
Yeah.
I think we started probably around 6 a.m. We were done mm-hmm. by like 5 or 6. So
mm-hmm.
it was a lot of work,
yes.
but I work with some great people, great young
yes.
people.
Yes.
Daniel Bagby was the videographer.
Uh-huh.
Marcia Fears
well
and Jonathan
yes.
Keys were
Matt
production
Marcia.
Assistant.
Yeah, yeah. She did a great job that whole weekend. Yeah.
Yes, supporting me. My family supported me. The house was my brother's
yes,
house.
Yes, they did. Now.
And
the Bush family stick together now. Y'all
oh,
ain't getting up
the
in there too
family.
Easy. I tell you that now. Much love to y'all. Y'all know what's up.
So it was amazing. It was amazing. So that song, and by then, the song was actually going up the charts in the UK.
Yes,
so there's a
UK
soul chart. It's
number one
in the UK soul chart.
Yeah.
And actually, Aspire TV, Magic Johnson's station, they actually ran the video on
they
their
did.
Get lifted. Video block, yes. And so, and Queen, let me just say this. Although I'm putting out this other music, I'm still pushing the music I had before. I'm still pushing Great Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still pushing the best.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still pushing because of you. I mean, I'm just getting, but social media, you know how it is. It's so fast. People look at something and they're on to the next thing.
And then
so
they're
quickly.
Gone. Yeah, absolutely.
They're gone. So I'm just trying
mm-hmm.
to stay focused on that. But Because of You is not dead. We're still pushing
oh.
that song. We're
yes.
we're pushing also to Love I Can Sing About to get him on more stations like yours and some terrestrial stations as well.
Absolutely. And I'm telling y'all right now, y'all know me. Now y'all can go on and get a pen and paper. I'm telling you right now, you will have a great day if you are so
mm-hmm.
in love. Because of you, I have this love that I can sing about because it's beautiful. Now, if y'all wonder what was all that just now, I'm going to tell you right quick. Great Day is done by Latrice Bush, my all-time favorite Latrice Bush song up until this moment. All right? So in Love has been done by St. Helena native Gwen Yvette. who y'all have seen us reposting and posting. And I said, how's she going to come out with sowing love behind because of you? So I was like, yes, I'm sowing love because of you. So because of you is the Noel Gordine Latrice Bush duet that we are talking about. And you can go to YouTube right now and look at that video, and you will see why you are going to love that song. And then it will give you the love that you can sing about. That's the new jam just released last Friday. Y'all got cookouts, fish fries, family reunion, all that going on. You got Father's Day, all of that stuff going on. So look, trust me, that's the one you want to be playing. You want to be playing that. And Beautiful is Noel's song, the last one that I heard, which is an old song, actually. But I love this song because it talks about all the things that brothers say out their mouth wrong and how he had to grow to learn that from here on out, he will only say she's beautiful. So, you know, sister, when a man call you beautiful, you're right back to having a great day. So that's why I'm telling y'all, you have a great day. You'll be so in love because of you. I have that love that I can sing about, and it's absolutely beautiful. Mm. And it is beautiful to have Latrice Bush back here on Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. And so don't forget, go out there, hit her up on Facebook, find her on Instagram and on Twitter, and tell us, where are you going next? What's the next show?
Well, the next show, I'm going to be here. I don't have anything until, like, July. Things just pop up, you know, whenever they pop up. But for me, July 27th, I'll be at the park in Atlanta, the Centennial Park. There's a summer series called Wednesday Wind Down. So, like a lot of the tens of thousands of people come out to the park to hear live music. Definitely. And so I'm going to be featured on July 27th with my brother Justin Gilbert, who also produces for me. And I have some nice things that we've been working on that we'll be releasing as well. But we'll be on July 27th and then doing some spot dates here and there. But that's the biggest major thing
that
I have coming up.
Big one. Well, great. Well, all my ATL folks and fam, y'all know we're going to be tweeting and posting and reposting that. I have a whole bunch of folks that work in the buildings right around that park. So I'm going to make sure that I send out, an email to all of them and tell them just go out there and carry on and stuff. I said, when Latrice Bush on stage just starts saying, Gullah Geechee, Gullah Geechee, she'll know I sent y'all. So I'm going to just tell them all to do that. Just run up on them, be Gullah Geechee, Gullah Geechee.
Yes.
Just, remake her song. And stuff, she'll know. She'll be like, oh, Queen sent them people here.
Queen sent them people.
You know, I'm going to keep on sending people your way. It's so important that we continue to support one another. But tell me something. Yes. Because this is Black Music Month and you are a Black musical artist, how do you feel about this month? Does it have any special significance for you? And if it does, what is that? Share that with our audience.
You know, that's a good question, and I never really thought about it because I honestly believe that every month, every day is Black History. When you hear about Black History music, because when you hear these new artists, when you hear that are not necessarily African American, you hear our influences, and you hear what we brought here, you hear what we established here. A lot of things we just kind of reestablished, and you hear how creative and talented our culture is. We've created genres. Hip hop was created by us. You know what I'm saying? Jazz and gospel. And so I'm just happy that there's a month set aside to really pay homage to what we have done. But literally, Queen, I believe that every day of the year can be associated to what Black folks, African Americans, Africans have done to this thing we call music and this music industry. And so I'm proud to be Black. I'm proud to be African. I'm definitely proud to be Gullah Geechee. And so I'm just going to be myself. And that's one of the things, too. I think we always try to change ourselves. That's about being an independent. That's a really good thing about being an independent. I'm going to do it my way. I'm grown. You're not going to tell me what to wear. You're not going to tell me how to be. You're not going to tell me what to say. I'm going to do what thus say the Lord for me. What is comfortable for me. I'm going to be Treece. And that's it. And so... and that's it. So that's what Black Music Month means to me. I can be me and totally and completely, and I'm very grateful for that opportunity.
wonderful. And see, that's the thing, folks. I know some of y'all can't relate to us sometimes. Y'all be like, why y'all Gullah Geechees like that, man? Y'all just say something. Y'all just mean it and y'all just stick to it.
Yeah.
That's just the way we do. And because that's the way we do, let me let y'all hear just a little bit of Because of You.
Yeah.
On the time I buried my love, and when you came around and woke it up, when we have a go somewhere, I must admit I'm kind of scared, and it's all because of you, my love.
There's nowhere in the world I'd rather be. Mm-hmm. There's no one in the world I'd rather be with than you. I never felt the love that's strong so deep down in my soul, and that's all because of you, baby.
You're the reason why I'm feeling this way.
See all y'all wedding planners out there, y'all need to have Noel and Latrice right there at the wedding planning expos and stuff, because that's the song right there. Y'all can have the bridal parties entering right to that song, all because of you. And right now we want to open up the phone lines too. So if anybody's listening, y'all have some questions, y'all got shout outs, y'all just want to embrace our sister Latrice, you are welcome to call in to 347-324-3903. If Hona Chillin want, join we. Sister Latrice, I know earlier you mentioned hip-hop and how hip-hop even grew out of our music. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to DJ Jazzy J, who will also be saluting this Black Music Month. And you know that's one of our homeboys, too, from St. Helena Island. And so he's one of the Bias family right over here. And so we're working on some plans for up in the big city to bring our Gullah Geechees together, bring them back home with some lovely music. So I'll definitely be hitting you up once again in that regard, because hopefully we'll be able to finally be in the same city at the same time again.
That'd be great.
And so we're trying to pull all these different Gullah Geechee musical artists together and do a big fundraiser, a big indie music support, and a big announcement to the world. We right here. We in a guino, we in a thing like that. If you want to know who we be, you have to come join me, Gullah Geechee. And so, you know, a lot of times when folks get out here, folks don't remember where they're from. People have no idea. Our artists have taken on the cities where they live now as opposed to the places where their roots stem from. So we truly appreciate you for continuing to talk about the Gullah Geechee Nation when you're out there on the big stage and when you're out there in front of the people. And for definitely we appreciate you, all the music lovers of the world. I know we appreciate the love in your songs. And so we definitely going to be looking out for the rest of the whole tour schedule and whatnot, but I guess for this month you get a chance to get back in the studio, because we definitely going to be looking out for all these singles now that's going to be coming out back to back to back and all of that. We ain't trying to have no Latrice vault now in the end. We want to hear it. We want to hear these songs out here, you know.
Definitely.
It is, I'm telling you, you know how to go.
No, there won't be a vault.
I know that's right.
Right. So, yeah, so we definitely appreciate you releasing these sounds and releasing this love that's out here. And I tend to always ask you about this, but, you know, as people grow and they evolve, there's more that they learn. There's more insight they have. So that's why I would ask you again, at this point in the journey, what would you say to other maybe young Gullah Geechee girls that could be listening, other sisters that could be listening, that say, you know, you said earlier, it's everybody's dream to be on the big stage and everything. And I know some people cringed and said, no, it ain't my dream because I don't like no public speaking, much less to get in front of no crowd. I don't want to be on a big stage. I'd rather look at y'all up there. But there is somebody else right now holding that mop stick handle or that brush or, you know, something else and their cell phone, you know, and they're singing with it, you know, and imagining themselves on the stage. What would you say to that young Gullah Geechee girl or that young sister who hasn't yet achieved this level of support and success that you have thus far?
Well, the one thing I'll say, Queen, is that it's definitely not overnight, and it does start with the mop, you know, the mop stick and the brush and the comb. Or for me, my preferred mic was a activator bottle, curl activator bottle.
I,
you know,
that
back in the day.
Right. But still, she went back on us, y'all.
No,
we're about
back
to go back.
It, you know, it does, but it takes time. And if it's something that they love to do, just know that they can't do it because of money. They can't do it because of and know that they're going to have some detractors, that everyone's not going to believe in their dream as much as they're going to believe in it. And if they do, they just have to keep pushing. They got to keep plugging. There are going to be ups and downs. There's going to be some low moments where you wish you were on stage, some high moments when you're there. But it's just all a part of the journey. And I would say just keep it moving, you know, believe in yourself, stay true to yourself, and keep it moving. When others, you may have to leave some folks behind, but you have to keep it moving. If you believe in this dream, you set some plans and it becomes a goal and you'll meet it. And that's it. That's what I did. And that's what I continue to do.
And we appreciate you, and definitely you've given us a lot of love. We send a lot of love back to you, and we will be getting folks out there to them shows and getting this new song and the other songs coming up. And I know this ain't your last time here on Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio.
No.
We so glad of that, Hunter Tillon, to come to the show, you know that. So thank you for taking the time out and coming on the air, and definitely you're helping us to launch this Black Music Month the right way. Because truly,
yes,
because
ma'am,
you hail the trees, it going to be a great day. Peace and much love to you, sister.
Thank you so much. See you later.
Peace. It definitely has been a great day, a great broadcast with our one and only Latrice Bush. It's going to be a great month continuing to jam to great Black music, and we want you to be out here with us this coming Saturday at the Jepson Center in Savannah, Georgia, which is part of the Telfair Museum. Please be there at 1 o'clock this coming Saturday, and also we want you to make sure that you meet me again in Walterboro at 6 p.m. on this coming June the 16th, 6 p.m., where we are going to celebrate more of our music about freedom and celebrate the Juneteenth celebration with the Gullah Geechee family. Then June 25th, come on out to the St. Helena Community Park and our St. Helena Community Market at the Dr. Martin Luther King Memorial Park on St. Helena Island from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then tour historic St. Helena Island where the spirituals were first written down or codified, because these are our songs and we need to continue to sing and sing together. This year, the Queen Quet, head from the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation, glad that Hunna Chillin tune in one more again to Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio Station. You can always email me to GULLGEECO@AOL.com or find me at queenquet.com. And we so glad that Hunna Chillin know who we be and who Hunna be. And we so glad that Hunna take this time, but take this journey. Thank you, thank you.